Episode 283, How to Make More Money These Days.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Welcome everybody and welcome to your daily dose of gozo, the David Triggs Show, the Triggs Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV. Good morning. This is Friday, August the 10th, 2018. Thank you for being here. As you know, just recently I made the change to go to a daily podcast. I used to podcast maybe once or twice a month, sometimes maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. But now in the last, I think maybe 10 days or so, I have moved to a brand new format that I think is really, really awesome. And I think it's been a very, very positive change. And if you would like to find out more on why I made the switch to a daily show, you can go to davidtrigg.com/281, davidtrigg.com/281. I think it's been a very positive thing, and I hope you're enjoying it. By the way, if you are, it's my gozo bell. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. If you are enjoying the daily episodes and content, please shoot me an email at trigg@davidtrigg.com, trigg@davidtrigg.com. And if you would like to be a member of my gozo family, of the gozo nation, living on gozo street, living la vida gozo, you can go to davidtrigg.com/membership to become a member of this amazing community. The benefit primarily is you're going to get exclusive content from me in three areas, and you can pick and choose what area you would like. You can go to davidtrigg.com/membership to find out more. Six principles on how to make more money these days. I'm going to just get right to it. Number one is you have to choose between two options: to be a jack of all trades or a one-hit wonder. Jack of all trades or one-hit wonder. Here's what I mean. Let's say you want to sell online and you enjoy selling jewelry and you also enjoy teaching guitar lessons. Well, those are two very, very different offers, right? Should you choose one and be a one-hit wonder or be a jack of all trades? It doesn't really matter. Now, I think what instinct and business and the laws of the past tell you is pick one. And I think that if you are a more linear person, you're more organized, you're more of a one thing at a time methodical person, then you should definitely go with a one-hit wonder. Meaning, you're going to just teach guitar lessons. But if you are, like me and other personalities, a jack of all trades, kind of a renaissance person, man or woman, then you need to go with a jack of all trades approach. Because here's the thing, if you are in the middle and if you don't pick one or the other, you're going to fail. It's better that you tell everyone that you are a one-hit wonder and this is the one thing you do, even though people may come to you for other reasons, than for you to try to be a jack of all trades and master of none. Now, if you are a jack of all trades, stop hiding that. You might be amazing at two or three things. Don't limit yourself to one thing when you have a lot to offer. Number two, these are six principles to make more money these days. Number two is focus on what people pay you for, even if you don't like it. Focus on what people pay you for, even if you don't like to do that. I heard a story a long time ago of the t-shirt principle, This business teacher was saying, how do you know what t-shirt you should sell? One maybe it's white and the other one is green. Should you make half of each, 50 white t-shirts and 50 green ones, or should you make all white? Well, people said, well, I think the white one because everyone likes white t-shirts. Yeah, someone else said, no, green because that's a more summer color and that's kind of in right now. The teacher said, both of you are wrong. Instead, sell both and then wait for the phone calls. Wait for the phone to ring. And if people want more of the green t-shirts than the white ones, guess what you should do? Make more green ones. That's the principle that you and I need to implement. Focus on what people pay you for. Focus on what people are buying. It doesn't matter that you like white t-shirts. If everyone's buying green shirts, sell more green shirts. Number three, know your terms. Know your limits. Know your terms. Know your style. So my online business deals primarily with coaching. Coaching in two major areas. Life coaching for either young adults or for married couples or maybe single adults or single moms that are dealing with or wanting to have more joy in their marriage, and or creative types that want to sell something online or to get their message out. Now, when it comes to counseling and coaching, life coaching, I am more of a short-term guy. I'm not into a long-term commitment, meaning like, let me coach you for 12 months. It's not just my strength. Now, when it comes to, let's say, marketing or creative stuff, I can go forever with that because that's just what comes to mind. Know your terms. If you are selling, let's say you are selling jewelry online, how much energy do you have for that? How much time do you have for that? How long can you go fitting this into your lifestyle? Are you planning on eventually leaving your 9-to-5 and focusing exclusively on selling jewelry online? Are you planning on leaving your 9-to-5 and writing books and becoming a well-known author where 90% of your income or 100 or even 200 of your current income comes from writing books? Know your terms, know your plan, have some deadlines. 2 years is really a good time usually to evaluate, you know, what are you feeling? Is this going well? Are the people around you supportive? How much are you making, obviously? How much time? All that stuff. Know your terms, and most of all, develop or build your business around you, around your energy, your needs, your goals. Don't focus on people. I know that sounds counterintuitive. Obviously, we focus on people in terms of service, but in terms of building the business, focus on what you can sustain. Number four, reinvent yourself every 6 months. I would even say 3 months, but that may be too quick. The new world is, well, new. It's not the days, it's not our grandma's Oldsmobile where people would stay in one job for 20 years. There are a few careers that still do that, teaching perhaps. I don't know what else, even pastoring, I'm telling you, that's more of a quick turnaround kind of thing. My point is that most careers these days are fast and furious. So if you're going to build something online, let's say you want to build a cleaning service, make sure that you're reinventing yourself every 6 months. I don't mean to move on. I mean to offer different offers, make different offers for people. Summer sales, fall specials, back to school giveaways, winter cleaning specials, add a personal touch, maybe leave chocolates behind if you're offering services for couples, if you're offering cleaning services for college kids, maybe include a free Uber coupon. Think of your audience and reinvent your product every 6 months. Why do you think Apple keeps coming up with new phones? What, are the old ones broke? No, it's just because we all love new and exciting, right? The favorite word of every human being ever created is the word new. And so reinvent yourself. How can you reinvent your offer? If you are a guitar teacher, instead of like, okay, I teach guitar, how about if you say, I tutor kids in math. See, again, it has to fit you. You have to know your terms, but reinvent yourself. I love car washes. I love car washes. You know the one that I love the most? And why? They're all the same. Same kids, same people, same water, same soap. You know why I go to the one I go to all the time? Nope, not because it's cleaner. Not because of anything. It's because of the wipies they give me. They give me this little wipey. So I can wipe my car while I'm going through the washing machine, through the thing. Reinvent yourself. Now, if something gets stale, reinvent again. Number five, be patient. These are six principles to make more money these days. Number five is be patient. The problem with the internet and the problem with what you see online and what your neighbor's doing, your friend's doing, whatever, is that we think everything just takes 3 days or more, or maybe less. I have a friend who is making beats, and he had his first record drop just last month. And I asked him, so how's it going? He's like, yeah, not very good. Maybe I'll move on to selling flowers. I said, wait a minute. How many records have you put out? Yeah, one. How long has it been? Yeah, 3 months. Be patient. Put out 10 records. Put out 50 records. Put out maybe just 5 songs. Forget records. Maybe do 10, 50 shows for free. Reinvent yourself. Be patient. You have to keep iterating, as I call it. But you also have to wait. 2, 3, 4, 5 years is normal these days. People used to say 2 years. I think now it's more like 5 years because there's so many people doing what you and I are doing. Life coaches are everywhere. Everyone's writing a book. Everyone's writing a song. Everyone's a one-hit wonder online. Everyone is doing fitness or selling food or being a nutrition coach. I mean, everyone is doing that. Everyone's using the same exact tools. Snapchat and YouTube and Facebook and all the rest. Maybe you're into makeup, right? My kids are into makeup. Well, all of that is so, now it's so impacted. There are millions of young girls just like you that are doing the same thing you're doing. Be patient. It's no longer 2 years. It's more like 3 to 5 years, maybe 10 years. I've never built an actual business, like a brick and mortar thing. I wish I would own like a Starbucks or even my own little Trig Treats with Trig, a coffee store. I would love that, actually, still to this day. By the way, if you want to partner with me in that, let's talk. But building traditional businesses, they take forever, 10 years. Now, if you are in your third, fourth year, and you're not reinventing yourself, you're running out of energy and nobody's buying, then yes, please move on. Reinvent yourself. But if you're in the first maybe 5 years and you've done maybe 2 or 3 iterations, maybe what I mean is 2 or 3, I don't know, attempts at something, keep going. And then the last one, learn from others. Keep learning from others. I love YouTube videos. I love podcasts, interviews. I love watching and learning and meeting with people and going to conferences because that's how we learn what's working. You can't just go off of what you learn in school or what your teachers taught you or even what your parents are saying. All those are great things. You have to keep up because there's so much stuff that's being done. I mean, Elon Musk might take us to Mars in the next 10 years, 20 years. I mean, that's crazy. I wasn't there when the US and Russia went to the moon. But I mean, that's kind of the scale of what we're talking about. Now, what can you learn from Elon Musk? I don't know, but I listen to him all the time. Amazing stuff. Gone are the days of, well, I want to just put my head down and work, or just listen to my parents, or just do what God tells me. All great things, but you better be watching 1,000,001 videos. And guess what? Not just in your area, not just in the thing that you like. You have to learn from the spiritual world, the fitness world, the business world, the music world, from the beauty channels, from Demi Lovato and what she's going through, and Drake and his music, and J. Cole and Kim Kardashian. And you have to learn from everyone, not be like them, not judge them and say, oh, they're horrible, or to be like, oh my God, they're so amazing. You learn what you can from them and you throw away the rest. Learn from everyone at all times. Be consumed with consuming. Consume and learn. Now, if you're just watching things or playing video games just for you, then unless you're making money from that, you're wasting your time. It's basically like going to school. If you're going to school and not making a dollar during those 3, 4, 5 years of school, you're wasting your time. You need to be making money right now. Learn from other people. How are they doing it? How am I doing it? What am I learning? And remember this, don't just learn the wins or the victories. Learn from their mistakes. I have more mistakes, not mistakes, but failures than successes. And you can learn from my failures, from the things that didn't work. One of the guys that I love watching, even though he's not my style again, but I just take what I can. His name is Mario Armstrong. And he has an online show called Never Settle. I love the concept. It's not my style, not my thing per se. But what I love most out of the 50 things that maybe are there, to learn from? I learned the value of involving young people. His whole focus are millennials, young adults. And then I learned that to make money from that, you're going to have to get major, huge name sponsors. His sponsors are FedEx, I think ABC, some of his contacts from the Today Show. Meaning, if you're working with young people, you're not going to make any money, right? Obviously, right? Because the poor guys are broke. So learn from others, see how they're building their business. How are they helping people? What is their life like? What's their spiritual life like? What are their character like? Are they just out for money? Are they real people? Don't judge them. Instead, learn. And then learn about their business plan. How are they actually paying the bills? Just because somebody says that they made $1 million and yet they spend $2 million on ads, guess what? They're actually broke. So don't fall for tricks or scams. Make sure that what you're learning from and what you're watching is honest, comes from God. I would say support Christian people. Support, if you are a Christian leader, then do something that honors God. And what does that mean to honor God? Well, it comes from honesty. And it's for the sake of others. So those are the 6 principles to make money these days, to make more these days. These are the things that I am working on every day. And by the way, as you know, my style is a jack of all trades. I do 3 or 4 things really well. And so if you would like to contract me, hire me as your personal coach or as a relationship coach, those are the 2 things I offer. Relationships, anything dealing with love, marriage, singleness, and then as well as tech, media, advertising, marketing. Those are the 2 things that I love the most. And so I would love to help you with either side of my 2 areas, my 2 one-hit wonders, the 2 things that I love to do. And the way that I do that is by a brand new thing. I'm doing a brand new fall back to school special that actually begins August 15th, so in a few days, and it goes all the way through September 15th. Everything is going to be 25% off starting August 15th. Membership sites, communication trainings, life coaching, millennial coaching, all of the things that I offer. You can go to davidtrigg.com/membership and find out more. Well, this is the end of the week, Friday. I won't be back not till Monday, but in a few days I will see you. Also, make sure that you're checking out my YouTube channel. I'm doing a daily vlog of sometimes it's similar content, but a lot of times it's actually different stuff that I'm posting on my Facebook page. I mean, on my YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/, I think it's dtrigueros1. I think it's dtrigueros1. Or you can just type in my name. And my videos will come up. Similar stuff is on my Facebook public page as well as my personal page. And you can just type in my name. And I'm sure there aren't that many David Trigueros out there. But you can look for my beautiful face and click on the video and like, comment, subscribe, ring that bell notification bell on YouTube and here in this podcast. Make sure that you share this episode with somebody else. Let them know that you are learning so much from the Daily Trig Show, Daily Dose of Gozo, and let people know. And one last thing, make sure you go to iTunes and leave me a review, a 5-star review, and tell me how awesome this show is and how this episode helped you, and just give me a shout out there. It helps iTunes rank my podcast higher so that more people can discover. Thank you again, guys, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android. Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.